All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseballs, the t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseballs, the lunchbox.
I have to possess this comic.
Baseballs, the breakfast cereal.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis.
Baseballs, the coloring book.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the Force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like... It makes me feel like...
Kev, hey OG, your pal Brian Jude here. Just wanted to say that the question is not whether Ed McMahon or Farrah Fawcett ever did appear in a comic book, but the question is, did they ever die in a comic book? And if so, did they come back to life? And if they haven't come back to life, who's to say that they might not come back in a future issue? So I think the theory stands correct that no one dies in the comic book. Michael Jackson, as we all know, did come back to life as a zombie, but that, of course, was a music video, not a comic. And Kev, I'm sure it was simply a misstatement, but I'm sure that you know that in the Star Wars timeline, the designation ABY, which stands for After the Battle of Yavin, refers to periods of time not after Return of the Jedi, but of course, Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. Just had to set that record straight. Peace, guys.
He just gave you the signal.
I was thinking about next week.
Well, why don't you concentrate on the show that we're doing?
Oh, well, you don't know who's going to die between now and then.
We should first address that phone call from Brian Jude.
We should address the phone call.
Brian, I think your discussion of death is in poor taste. And
too soon?
Only if Farrah Fawcett, Ed McMahon, and whoever else may die between now and the time this episode airs... were to appear in the Marvel Zombie universe, would we hope to see them in a comic book where they have come back to life?
There you go. Marvel Zombie universe.
Now, let's address one more thing before we get, of course, into the death of the legendary king of pop, Michael Jackson, and that is Brian's assertion that I don't know where in the timeline of Star Wars the Battle of Yavin falls. Now, clearly... I was distraught last week over the news that Michael Jackson was perhaps dead, since we did not know at the time of the taping whether he in fact was dead. So clearly you could cut me some slack, Brian Jude, and recognize and understand that I know when the Battle of Yavin is and that I was obviously distraught. God. Goodness sake. Now let's talk about Michael Jackson.
He's dead.
Yeah, he sure is dead. Man,
shortly after
stinks.
Last week's episode, when we were done recording, we got the harsh news that the King of Pop was indeed dead.
And immediately, all Michael Jackson memorabilia shot through the roof.
It sure did.
People, you couldn't give away Michael Jackson memorabilia from the mid to late 80s. Like that day.
Yeah.
And by that night, it had all shot up. There was billions of it on eBay. Dude, you know how... Let me tell you how bad it is. Amazon sold out of every Michael Jackson and Jackson 5 book, CD, and DVD within, like, by Sunday.
What did they think? That just because he died, his shit was going to die with him?
I don't know. But people just went crazy. Amazon sold out of CDs. Like, did you, like, miss that?
I hear you. Amazon sold out of CDs. That's
and
intense.
Other people, too.
You know, I have a cousin who's...
Best Buy Billy had to take out a loan just to get all the Michael Jackson albums, and he gets them on discount.
Wow. I have a cousin who's in the music industry.
Really?
And he was telling me that the next day, by the next morning, there are already requests from like three of the four major labels for Michael Jackson remixes, samples, etc. So clearly this is a marketing and businessman's wet dream.
And he also bumped the Black Eyed Peas album off the Billboard charts.
Yeah.
With his old shit.
Dead White Guy Alien, kicking ass and taking names.
Just saying. I'm just saying.
Now, we've had a couple of other deaths.
Yes.
Since then.
Uh-huh. Carl Malden.
Carl Malden.
Right.
Streetcar Named Desire, On the Waterfront.
Oscar winner for Streetcar.
Oscar winner. Yeah, he was 90 years old.
Two.
Two. Was it two?
I believe it was 92. 97.
Or 97.
No, it was 92. He was 92. Who was it? Was he really 96?
It was
a 96, maybe?
It was over 96. 90 years old.
90
over
plus.
90 years ago.
Not quite at the at the point where what's his name, the weather guy, puts him up on the Smucker's jar
right, yeah.
on that morning show.
Oof.
Yeah, but almost there.
And then the pitchman himself. Billy Mays.
Billy Mays. Yes, you know him as
dead.
That. I don't know whether he was deaf or whether they were just like scream with excitement about every product you're pitching.
Every product you're pitching.
That was crazy.
So we still have one more.
Apparently
to go.
Everyone's dying.
We have one more.
They go in threes?
They go in threes. So that's five. We got one more.
I guess, yeah.
And start a death pool.
Probably somebody could have died already, and we don't know.
Well,
put on CNN.
Well, after Michael
like we did
Jackson
last
died,
week.
The rumor that night was what's his name?
LaToya.
No, not LaToya. No, The Fly, Jurassic Park. Now he's on Law and Order.
Goldblum?
Jeff Goldblum. Yeah, there was a rumor that someone started a phony internet rumor that Jeff Goldblum had died, and then there was another one too. And they were meant to be bogus. It was just kind of, you know, because it was all over Facebook and MySpace
right.
and Twitter and everywhere else. So. But anyway, so yeah, lots of people dying.
It's crazy.
Lots of people dying.
Anyway, this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 154. I guess he got enough.
That's terrible.
What?
I mean, that's much cleaner than most of the Michael Jackson jokes we've heard, but still. Very
like, sensitive. Like life to Michael Jackson, beat it?
Yes. Jacko Cardiaco.
Yeah, there's been a lot of them.
Jason Lee and Michelle Trachtenberg. Do you know who these people are?
Michelle Trachtenberg, of course, is every man's fantasy. And Jason Lee
okay.
is not.
All right.
Michelle Trachtenberg is hot.
I know, she played. She was in Eurotrip.
She was in Eurotrip.
She was also Dawn Summers, Buffy's little sister on Buffy
yes.
the Vampire Slayer.
Yes, she had a couple of episode turn on 6 Feet Under.
Right.
As
she was
a
in
pop
a bunch
singer.
Of Disney movies.
Yeah, something about ice skating.
Ice princess or
yeah,
isn't some
that,
shit.
Is that what it was?
I don't know. I just know it was ice skating.
All I know is that she is, I think she's really a good-looking chica. And that's why, it's one of the reasons Eurotrip is one of my guilty pleasure
guilty
movies.
Guilty pleasures?
Have we talked about guilty pleasure movies?
I'm sure. You know, we could do it like in an upcoming episode.
Why
Maybe
don't
we should
have
fans
why don't
submit.
Why don't we throw this out there? Why don't you give our hotline a call?
425-920-6050.
And tell us what your guilty pleasure movies are. You can give us one or two of those. And these would be movies, of course, that either stank or are not considered great successes or great films, but you just can't help watching them whenever they're on. And I have two absolutely solid ones. Eurotrip is one, of course. And Michelle Trachtenberg is a big part of that because she's very hot. I also found the movie very funny, and but that's me. And my set, you know, my second one, right?
No,
Troy.
Oh,
with Brad Pitt
and Eric
Bana and everybody and their mother who's
right.
in that movie.
Right.
I actually liked it. I really liked it a lot. And I don't know. I don't remember by and large its success level or not success level, but I thought it was really a brilliantly realized film. And I can't turn it off when it's on.
I'm
going
to have
really
to think
like
about
it.
This a little bit more. I'll have
okay.
an answer for next week.
Okay, why don't we do it for next week? Guilty
and,
pleasure movie. What is your guilty pleasure
and maybe,
movie?
And maybe as an encouragement to submit your answer, we'll pick one person who submits at random, and we'll give them some sort of giveaway, prize, or goodie.
Date with Marie? Over at Hippo Juice?
You know, you may want to ask her first.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
We should check on that, I guess.
You may want to get her permission. She may be okay with it, but I'm thinking probably her permission.
Are they going to San Diego?
I don't believe they are going to San Diego.
You know, they could have a room if they wanted to go to San Diego.
I know.
Just saying.
I know.
Anybody looking for some floor space?
That's right. If you can bring a pillow and a sleeping bag.
And some cash.
Give us a call.
425-920-6050. We might be able to help you out.
That's right. All right. On with the news. Oh, well, no. Jason Lee and Michelle Trachtenberg. We got a little bit sidetracked.
Yeah, sorry. It's my fault.
They have joined the all-star comedy cast of A Couple of Dicks, being directed by one Kevin Smith.
Really?
Yes.
Jason Lee in a Kevin Smith movie.
Well, Jason Lee, not doing a whole lot right now, you know.
My name is canceled.
He could finally shave. And I don't know if Michelle Trachtenberg's done anything recently, but certainly I'm surprised she hasn't weaseled her way into some Whedon adventure. But
I'm surprised she hasn't turned up naked anywhere yet. She's
well, give her time. Give her time.
Oh, she's
a youngin'.
Hot. She's hot, sir.
All right.
She's not that young, I'm telling you.
Okay.
She's like 20-ish something.
So now that Watchmen DVD is coming out later this month.
It is?
Yeah, I think it's the end of this month, the beginning of next month.
Is this the super deluxe?
This is the super duper ultra nuclear blast resistant cover version of the Watchmen.
Cut, die cut.
Right.
Prismatic foil.
There are two things of importance in relation to this release.
Okay.
One is that there's going to be a panel and screening at San Diego this year.
Okay.
That is going to be the bonus footage. Now, I don't think it's a full release. I think during the panel with old Zachy Boy and whoever else from the movie, they're going to screen some of this bonus footage.
Okay.
In addition to that, a limited 1 or 2 day release in select theaters around the country on July 25th. The Watchmen Director's Cut is going to make its way to you.
For how long?
I think it's only a day or two. So
fuck them.
The likelihood is there may be a screening in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
Would be my guess. And then probably, at least for us here.
New York.
Probably. It's going to show up in New York. It has to. It has to show up somewhere in New York. They always do those exclusive limited.
That sucks.
Like they did it with Blade Runner.
I remember.
Earlier last year. So earlier this year, whenever that was. So. We'll
we're
going to
be
out.
In
we'll
San Diego.
No, we'll be back by then. 22nd to the 24th. I think it's the 25th.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We will be back.
In theory, we should be back.
In theory.
In theory.
Provided way
everything goes
early
well.
In the morning. Do we know the date of that release? Is it the Tuesday of that week?
I believe it's July 25th.
Uh-huh. And it's
because that's the day they're doing the panel at Comic-Con, and I think...
Well, they don't release DVDs on a Saturday.
No, I know, but the panel is at Comic-Con.
Right.
The theatrical release might be the same day.
I'm talking about the DVD
The DVD
release.
Is the following week.
Oh, so it's the following Tuesday,
right.
Whatever
it's
that
the following
is.
Tuesday.
So it would be like 25, 26, 27, 28th?
Yes.
Huh.
So there it is. Well, that's good news, no?
I am. I'm very excited
I
to
see
the see whole...
I'd go see it theatrically again.
I would, too.
With all the bonus goodness.
You know what I'd like
in?
To see it without? A bunch of radio show prize-winning savages surrounding me.
They were mostly well-behaved.
That's a lie.
Some of them were sort
Look
of
Look at
behaved.
A blue dick. He got a blue dick. Everybody only get a blue dick.
Blue dick.
Every goddamn time Dr. Manhattan was on the screen, they are giggling and laughing like they're four-year-old crack dealers. Blue dick, look at the blue dick. Unbelievable.
Also coming out on DVD that we might be interested in August is the Superman Batman Public Enemies disc, which is the next Warner Brothers disc set.
I don't need no damn Public Enema.
You're terrible. Of course, this is based on the popular series by Jeff Loeb and Ed McGuinness. It's going to come with the 2-disc special edition is going to have the movie... a series of bonus features, 2 episodes of the Justice League Unlimited that are handpicked by Bruce Timm for
ooh,
some reason.
Ooh, ooh.
And, you know, a bunch of other goodies. And
I hear some sort of animated maquettes of Superman and Batman.
Exclusives to some retailers?
Oh, yeah, but I think, I'm pretty sure they're being done by DC Direct, but I don't know. I don't know how they're being released, if they're kind of packaging them together a la a, like a special thing or what. I don't know. And I've just been handed this note, the Watchmen DVD, 7/21.
Sir. Oh, okay. So it's before San Diego.
We'll have it before we leave San Diego.
Right.
For San
but the
Diego.
Screening is on the 25th.
Yes.
That's
that
for
makes
sure.
Sense.
Okay. Which is the last day of San Diego, I believe. I think.
No.
No, it's the, it's not. It's the
Sunday.
Saturday.
Right.
Right. So anyway, needless to say, that's coming out August 25th. Batman, Superman. This is another PG-13 release. So that's good. We can expect some.
Nice violence.
Right.
We like if it's violence. Anything like that Superman Doomsday one.
He shot that bitch.
That was fucked up, yo.
Samuel L. Jackson as
my
Nick
friend.
Fury. He's going to be in Iron Man 2, but it's going to not be a lot of action. According to Mr. Jackson,
5 minutes at the end.
It's going to be a lot of talking. No, he has a significant role in the film, but it's not a lot of in action sequences. Apparently, they're saving that up for the Avengers movie.
So, like Mace Windu, Phantom Menace, kind of no action.
Yeah, yeah, walking around, giving some sage-like advice.
Uh huh. But not whipping out his lightsaber till.
So the Avengers,
Iron Man 3 like, or Captain America 1 or Thor or Hulk 2, whatever the hell he's in.
He specifically said Avengers. So whenever that actually comes out, Avengers is apparently that's happening.
I see.
Do you care?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited about the Marvel movies, man. You can't get better, I think. You can't get a better sort of feeling than Iron Man and the Incredible Hulk as far as lead-in films go. If they continue to go that well, I mean, we could be seeing some exceptional Marvel films coming down the pipe, but of course, if
Thor doesn't fuck it up.
Well, yeah, there's that, of course, is number one. You know, and number two, no one knows what's going on with Hulk 2 yet.
There's going to be a Hulk 2.
Yeah, that. If there's going to be a Cap movie, there's a lot of maybes and ifs out there. So it's a little too much for me right now.
If Thor doesn't fuck it up. That's what I'm saying. If Thor doesn't fuck it up, then we might have the possibility to see all of those things.
Yeah, the Thor thing is really kind of hanging heavy, sir.
It's kind of scary. You know, we've been talking about how angry Hollywood is making us lately.
Uh-huh.
You know, because they have no inkling of creativity or originality left in their brittle, dumb bones.
Yes.
Asteroids, the movie.
Are they reimagining the video game as a movie?
Yep, it's going to be a floating triangular spaceship spinning in circles, shooting at boulders for 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Wow.
I don't know why they're doing this.
Didn't they do this already?
I don't.
Wasn't it called Armageddon?
Yes, Armageddon was Asteroid the movie, although Asteroid didn't involve any kind of mining equipment, but
well,
this might.
Sure. I mean, well, they had to update it.
Oh, right. So,
for the 90s.
I don't even know what to say about it. Like, I don't think there's anything else to say about it other than we all agree that it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
So there it is.
Yep.
Bill Nighy. Nighy.
Yes.
Not Bill Nye.
Bill Nighy.
Yeah, that guy.
You may know him from such films as the two pirate movies.
Right.
Pirates
Underworld.
Of the Caribbean 2 and 3, all the Underworld flicks.
Right.
And a bunch of other things.
Right.
What about
anyway,
Bill
he
Nighy?
Has been cast in an yet-to-be-disclosed role in the upcoming Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
So who could he possibly play? Who is the professor of the dark arts for that movie? Oh, wait. Is he playing Albus Severus Potter?
No.
Okay. Just asking.
The rumor is, because we don't know yet, that he's playing Rufus Scrimgeour. He was an Auror. He worked for the Ministry of Magic.
Okay.
He was kind of a good guy, but died because he was kind of a dummy.
Okay.
Anyway, it could be about, you know, it's nice. Who else British haven't they gotten in one of these films?
Deathly Hallows will also feature the first love scene between two of the characters.
Harry and Ron?
No.
Oh.
Ron and Hermione.
Oh, right.
There's a lot of talk about how they're going to get around the PG rating to make the love scene possible. The
to
one
make
so
it plausible.
The one so clearly defined in the book.
You're terrible.
What? That's what I heard. It's a rumor.
Just
saying. You heard some rumors. Why can't I hear some rumors?
I'm just saying. She's hot. All right. I'm not denying it.
She's going to Brown.
You know that Star... Ew.
She
you
is.
Oh, you mean the school.
The school.
You know that Star Wars live action that we've been talking about on and off again for about 2 years now?
At least.
Well, apparently it's begun pre-production.
Yes.
In Australia.
So
I guess that means it's actually happening. We didn't believe it.
Right. Star Wars productions are the Michael Jackson of productions. They can't just ever happen in the U.S. You know, they always have to happen somewhere overseas or in some obscure location. You know, that's the way they work it. You know, they can't just, it can't just be like, so now shooting on some soundstage in L.A., the live Star Wars show. Nope.
No.
Now coming to a arena near you, Michael Jackson. Nope. Go to London. You want to see him. Go to Australia. Go to Qatar, wherever the hell he was for a while. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. And they're all top secret and wearing one glove.
Well, apparently this is supposed to debut sometime in 2010. Although if they're in pre-production now, I'm thinking mid to late 2010.
Well, apparently there's going to be some sort of big yahoo about it at San Diego.
Well, that would seem to be the likely something.
Venue.
I don't know if there's a panel, but I'm sure we'll hear something at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Lucasfilm is always there. They often have some sort of...
Steve Sansweet, I'm sure, is going to be there making some sort of announcement.
So we'll hear. Maybe it'll be at like the Star Wars Collectors Club booth or something like that. So
no, it'll be in the massive room, and they're going to show something too, I heard. I think.
Oh, really? Oh, pretty sure. So there was a panel then.
Pretty sure I heard something like that.
Okay, well, we'll find out and report back before that happens.
Kale.
I think that's it.
All right. Let's take
We're going home now, right? Nothing?
No, we have to do all this other shit.
Oh, segment two.
I can't. I'm not into this today because...
I'm mourning the death
of the King of Pop.
I'm mourning the Pitch Man.
With that, we'll be right back. Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 154. I guess he got enough.
Combo Breaker!
ComboBreaker.com makes original video game t-shirts that gamers want to wear. Head over to ComboBreaker.com to shop for original gaming t-shirts based on some of the best games ever made. From the classics to the soon-to-be classics, check out Combo Breaker's first round of shirts featuring designs inspired by your old-school favorites like Simon's Quest, Metroid, Punch-Out, and Star Fox. And just in time for the long-anticipated release of Street Fighter IV, pre-order your Raging Demon t-shirt now. But that's not all. ComboBreaker.com also brings you unbiased reviews and a damn good podcast to boot. So head over to the iTunes store, search for Combo Breaker, and subscribe today.
If you're in the tri-state area, pick up your ComboBreaker.com apparel at Digital Press Video Games, 387 Piaget Avenue, Route 46 East, Clifton, New Jersey.
And for a limited time, visit ComboBreaker.com and enter coupon code GeekStuffXM during checkout for an extra 10% off your next order.
That's ComboBreaker.com for the best in original gamer designs.
You know it.
Combo Breaker!
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
Hey, this is Robert Hedges from Welcome Back, Kotter.
This is Lauren Hilton-Jacobs from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Hey, this is Ron Palillo from Welcome Back, Kotter, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Right on, y'all.
But those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who would have thought they'd reach up?
You Hey, Big Kev, this is Tom from Connecticut. You know, for being the geek extraordinaire, you really don't know a lot. The Battle of Yavin was Episode 4, A New Hope, the first Death Star. The Battle of Endor was Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. Thank you, and have a nice day.
For the last time, I know when the fucking Battle of Yavin was. I was distraught over the death of the King of Pop. Sir, cut me a break. God, these guys are dicks.
They're ruthless.
Ruthless. Nobody jumps on OG when he's all over the place with his misinformation.
Oh, no, never.
Where are you
Don't
then?
Don't you remember the bullet hole in the Watchmen logo? That was awful. I was murdered live that night. It was terrible.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, go ahead.
We got some DVDs, and by some I mean one.
Okay.
And it's after long last and much fanfare and hope, Parker Lewis Can't Lose, the complete first season, comes out officially on DVD, contains all 26 episodes from the first season of the fan favorite television show. Lots of extras, interviews, commentary, cast, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Yes. Are you happy about that?
I am.
There was, what, 3 seasons of that show.
I can't remember if it was 2 or 3 seasons.
I think it was 3, but after the first season, what did they drop? The Can't Lose part, and it just became Parker Lewis? Or
was it? Because I thought it was Parker Lewis Can't Lose the whole time.
No,
and
I think
people
they
just called
that.
It Parker Lewis. But I think it was, I'm being told by our producer that it was, in fact, 3 seasons. Thank you, Best Buy Billy.
Excellent.
Triple B, as he
likes
to be
called. See, when he's here, he's so useful and helpful.
That's what I said. You're the one that called him names and shit.
I never said that.
From DC Direct. Skipping comics and going right to DC Direct.
Wait, I have DVD stuff.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, not out this week, but I wanted to mention it for next week.
Transformers?
No, not Transformers. We'll talk about that eventually.
Okay.
Next week, and this is going to interest you, Peanuts, the 1960s collection, a 2-disc set, is coming out next week.
And what is that?
I don't know. I couldn't find anything other than the title. I saw it on a website, but there was no click-through link. They just mentioned it.
I'm being informed by our producer, Best by Billy, who does not want to take the mic, that, in fact, all of the Peanut specials that came out in the 60s will appear on this set, and then there will be one for the 70s and 80s.
Okay.
Now, what disturbs me about this is, didn't they just put out digitally remastered versions of these specials, like, in the last...
Yeah, I think just the holiday... Oh, no, they did. They did Snoopy Come Home, but they didn't do... You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, or they did You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, but they didn't do Snoopy Come Home.
So, do you mean to indicate that the holiday ones will not be included in this set?
No, I think it's everything that came out in that period is in this set. They're calling it the 60s collection, so I'm assuming anything in that period. This is going to be like the Three Stooges sets.
Right.
They'll break it down by decades or periods and everything within that period.
Because they have a lot of... They have a lot of special features on the remastered discs, and if they don't have them on these 60s sets, I don't know if that I would want to get those.
So there you go. Christmas is the first one in this set, so that's got to be included.
Wait, is that what Billy said?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's good.
All right.
That's good, because I didn't buy the remastered one, so this is good.
I'm going to have to look at them.
Also, Eureka 3 coming out.
Season 3?
Yes.
And done?
No, not and done. That's it. Season 3 comes out next week. And then the new season starts in 2 weeks.
Oh, I see.
That's exciting.
Watch True Blood?
No.
Some hot stuff on True
Blood. I know.
From DC Direct. This would be from their Superman Batman line. It's Series 7, The Search for Kryptonite. Now, what's interesting is the Batman Superman line. Haven't these mostly been based on the work of M. McGinnis up until this point?
Yes.
Well, I think they've strayed away from that. I don't know if this is the first line to do that, if this is the first series in this line to do that. But it's actually refreshing.
That it's because, not Ed McGinnis?
That it's not, yeah.
We should say we like Ed McGinnis.
No, we're not saying we don't like Ed McGinnis, but, you know, they really were kind of cookie-cutter figures. The bodies were all generally the same and, you know... It was kind of disturbing a little, actually. Four characters in the line: Superman, Batman, Aquaman, and Livewire. First time for Livewire. You might remember her as the villain from the Superman animated series. And they have, I guess, ported her over to the comic book universe, and she appears here for the first time as a figure. Superman and Batman are generally Superman and Batman. They're new sculpts. They're not anything extraordinary. They're nice. Livewire is very well done, I thought, for a first time coming into the DC universe. She has some electric things that she has, little sparky things that she has.
I like the last one in that set.
And the last one in that set is the one I want to talk about, really. It's Aquaman, and everybody right now is going, the fuck out of here. But you know what? For Aquaman, it's not a bad toy. It's actually really decently designed. He's got the shaved look, the newish costume, which is kind of the oldest costume, but with short sleeves and shoulder pads.
Okay.
Right? And he's got this wispy model hair.
Yes,
and black eyes.
It's kind of like swimming hair. Or...
Yeah, exactly. Like he's underwater. He's got a trident. He's got both hands. You know, it's kind of.
Have they done Hook Hand Aquaman figure yet?
They never did one.
But
of
would
him,
it,
I don't
couldn't
think.
This be Hook Hand if they gave him the hook?
He's not scruffy enough.
Okay,
and
so
I think
you'd
the costume
scruffy
is different. The Hook Hand was only best when it wasn't a hook. When it was the harpoon shoved into the stump, and that one shot of the wave breaking behind him and the long hair and the beard, and he's crouch position, which you're probably looking at right now if you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff on your iPod or on QuickTime or iTunes, where you can see some of the images of some of the things that we talk about here on the show, or you can go over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and check out the photo gallery for episode 154 and check out the pictures there. It says here, gray matter on the back, about each character, but particularly about Aquaman. On their quest to eradicate Earth of all kryptonite, which I guess is this storyline, Batman and Superman travel beneath the sea and discover the meteors in abundance. Initially met with hostility and vehement resistance by Aquaman, the King of Atlantis allows them to retrieve it, but not before issuing a warning.
Huh.
Ooh. Don't know what any of that means.
Neither do I. I didn't read that series.
No idea. Aquaman, sounds like they're playing him a little off, more like Namor. Angry Aquaman living under the sea.
Well, come on. Well, you can only talk to fish for so long before you just get angry.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. So anyway, four characters, DC Direct. It's Series 7, Superman, Batman action figures, The Search for Kryptonite. There it is. Also coming out... It's the Futurama series of action figures from Toynami. Now, what's interesting about the Futurama series is that they only come out two at a time. They only come out every so many months. And the Build-A-Figures are absolutely ones that you want, without question.
100. Is this which series is this? Is this Santa?
This is, yeah. We're still in the robots, the Santa robot series. Which, if you've never seen the episode, the robot Santa is incredible. The last series, I think the last series was the Satan, wasn't it? The robot Satan.
Yes, robot Satan.
And two characters in the line. One I think is great. One I think is a mistake.
Okay.
So the first one is Amy Wong, who is, she's the one that hangs around in the office there. She's, who's she? Someone
she's
has a crush on her.
She's the only other female character other than Layla.
Right. Well, there's that. Very well done figure. Toynami has done a really spectacular job with all these, so it's no surprise that this one is any different. And the mistake is Clobberella.
Okay.
Which I think... they've now hit a rut, in my opinion. Clobberella is the superhero version of
Leela.
Leela, when she is part of the new New York's new Justice Team,
right?
Including Captain Yesterday and Super King. What?
Why do you say they've hit a rut?
Because when they start to do, I think when they start to do. Characters that they've already done in like, you know, kitchen sink kind of ways without having completed necessarily all the main characters.
Have they not completed all the...
Did they ever do
a Zoidberg?
Yeah, they did Zoidberg.
Okay.
But I think there's a couple that they could have done, and I think they haven't done them yet.
Is that Brannigan?
I think they did him.
Okay.
Pretty sure. And
I get
Kip,
confused what came out in
Kip,
this line.
Kip is the one that
and
likes
what came out in
Amy
one
Wong,
of the other lines.
Right? Isn't Kip the one in love with Amy?
Yes, maybe.
His sidekick, Zeph Brannigan's little sidekick. Well, anyway, it's still a well-done figure from Toynami.
The Rasta guy. That's who they haven't done yet. The Rasta guy, the guy with the dreadlocks.
Yeah, I don't think that they've done him. They've done him yet. Yeah. Well, in any event, I hope and I know that what's his name is coming also, Captain Yesterday, who is Fry's superhero ego. So
that's okay.
There they are from Toynami. You can check those out.
One per line isn't bad. Oh, well, they're only doing two. So
yeah. So okay. And half of the line is
right. All right, I get it now. I'm picking up on it.
Thank you. You're a pal. Toynami.com. You can check those out. And of course, you can check out the DC Direct figures at dccomics.com/DC Direct or just get to the DC Direct file through the front door of DC Comics there that way.
Right.
And the last product I want to talk about is the Friday the 13th Jason Voorhees Extreme Head Knocker.
Why? Because you're a Voorhees fan.
I am. It's from NECA.
I love NECA, but I'm really over the head knocker thing.
Yeah, I am too, except that this is Jason and it's an extreme head knocker.
Oh, it's extreme.
Yes. It's from the new movie, obviously, has his machete and so on and so forth. It's exactly what you expect it to be. What's cool about it, of course...
Is that he knocks his head?
Of course, is that he is a head knocker. If you have somebody that's a fan of these films, this is a light way, if you will, to appreciate
the film. Fun and humorous way to iconize a mass murderer.
Idolize?
That's right. Yeah.
Hack and slash character?
Yeah.
Is that where you were trying to go with that, Mumble Mouth?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Jeez.
Look, I'm still distraught also over the death of Bill.
Oh, really?
Mays,
you know, that excuse worked last week.
Is it? Did it? It worked for you twice this week, Yavin boy.
Comic books to check out this week. From DC, it's Batman and Robin number 2. Continuing Grant Morrison and Frank Quietly's brand new Batman and Robin storyline. It's some good stuff in there. I don't know if you got to read that or not, but it was
not
pretty
yet,
good.
The first one was pretty good. Be collected.
And of course... The first issue from Marvel Comics, Captain America Reborn.
Oh, da-da-da. Yeah.
Ed Brubaker, Brian Hitch, and Bruce Geiss bringing us Captain America Reborn. I'm not going to say anything about it except that I bought the Alex Ross cover, which is absolutely spectacular. And this is a limited series. It's one of five.
Okay.
Or five, as we say in English. And, yeah, there it is. What does one say?
Nothing. There is nothing to say.
Strange Adventures, a book, the great space opera we've been talking about from DC Comics.
Right.
Starlin, of course, involved in this, Jim Starlin. And, I come to find out on this issue, and did I just miss this in the previous four issues? That, Strange Adventures is issue 5 of 8.
Okay.
I don't believe that we had mentioned previously or knew that this was an 8-issue miniseries. I assumed that this was going to continue. And I am rather upset about the fact that it's not going to continue.
I'm sorry. Does this mean you're entitled to make some more mistakes this week because you're distraught over that not continuing?
No. I mean, I certainly don't think it was clear before now, but maybe I missed it. I don't know.
All right.
The 70th anniversary of Marvel continues with USA Comics, issue 1, number 1. It's got the Timely imprint on it. Of course, this is going to take you back to the stories of yesteryear. Oh, this one features the Mighty Destroyer, by the way. A character that you may never have heard of.
Not at all.
It contains a modern story, of course, just like all of these stories. It contains a modern story, then a reprint of All Winners number 3, which it came out during the war, obviously.
Okay.
And yes, so you can check it out on a newsstand near you. USA Comics issue 1 number 1. What you know, I like the whole retro thing that they're doing for their anniversary here.
Yeah, it's all right.
I like it, but
I'm okay with it.
I'm glad to say I don't think it's going anywhere. You know,
like it's just
it's kind of good and kind of bad.
But that's good though, because that means they're not going to beat it into the ground. They're not going to abuse the collectors in their wallets. And you know, it'll be a nice run. It'll be a commemorative thing, and then it'll be over.
Kind of looks like Dead Man, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I like him. I like him. And finally, a trade paperback to check out. This one's a little bit off the beaten trail. It's from Radical Books. It's called Caliber, the First Canon of Justice. Now, what is it, you may ask? Well, it's a weird science fiction slash history slash well-illustrated and wonderfully written by Sam Sarkar. The artist is Gary Gastini. And, yeah, it kind of tells, well, let me give the gray matter on the back. It's really quick. From visionary writer Sam Sarkar comes a stunning reinvention of the Arthurian legend where the might of the Round Table rides the old West with guns blazing. In the far reaches of the old Pacific Northwest lies a world where lawlessness runs rampant, and only a mystical six-shooter forged from the metal of the legendary Excalibur can balance the scales. With Caliber in hand and Posse at his side, Arthur must fulfill his destiny as the Lawbringer to defeat evil and restore order to his home. So, if you're looking for an exciting Western with a little bit of a Arthurian angle to it, you're really going to like this book. It really was fantastic. So, check that out. That's from Radical Books. It's radicalcomics.com is the name of it. Going to run you about $15. Worth it. Very All well right. worth it.
I'll add that to my list of collections to look for in San Diego.
And the only other thing we want to talk about this week is the brand new album from Spinal Tap, Back from the Dead. A bunch of reworkings of their old tracks, some new tracks. SpinalTap.com is the website you can go to for more info. Interestingly, the package for the DVD, it's actually a CD and DVD,
right?
Refolds into a cardboard stand-up of the three Sideshow 12-inch dolls.
That's awesome.
From the 90s, standing atop, it doesn't really look like it's standing atop, but there's a bunch of hands thrown up in the air at the base, and of course, the Stonehenge rocks. And it's really, it's just kind of a neat little package idea. And
I'm sure Sideshow is happy about it.
Yes. Yes. It's different. I say it's different. And there it is. That's everything I got.
All right. Well, we have to address one other thing.
Okay.
I saw Transformers 2.
Oh, God. So you're the one.
I'm the one. Do you know how many people saw that movie? That movie made billions of dollars.
That movie fell off, what, 60%?
It did it? I don't even know. All yeah. I know is that last week at the movie theater, there was a line every single day for 5 days straight to get tickets to that movie.
We should have probably not floated that rumor about Megan Fox being naked in it. Yeah.
Well, then it's, we'll take responsibility for it.
We should. We did it.
Okay. There are many criticisms of such film. But, surprisingly enough, I have read or I've seen a lot of people that enjoyed the movie.
Okay.
I should say.
Name two.
There's a couple of fans of the show.
Really?
That enjoyed the movie. Absolutely.
Wow.
I should say that I enjoyed the movie. I should say that I do acknowledge some of the criticisms, although some of them I think are slightly off base.
Okay.
So, the first criticism, I think, is that people just hate Michael Bay. And there's nothing you can do about that. If you hate Michael Bay, you hate Michael Bay. You're not going to like anything that he does. It's just, you know, it's just, it just is what it is. So there's that. The second criticism is that there is no story in the movie. That it's Michael Bay trying to string together a series of action sequences in order to get his point across. I completely disagree with this, and I know I'm not the only one. I've asked a couple other people, and a couple people agree with me, and I've read a couple places online, people who feel the same way. I actually think that the story in this one is a little bit more coherent than the first one. The first one was kind of mishmash, introduce the characters, how do we get these characters to Earth, how do we make robots fighting look cool, end of the movie. That's what the first one was. This one actually has some sort of plot to it.
Really?
I was able to follow it. I think that if you didn't follow it, then either you were trying too hard, again, you just hate Michael Bay, so you're going to hate the movie anyway, or you're dumb. That's it. Those are the options.
Or you're dumb.
And that's my rebuttal to all the people who say that anybody who liked this movie is a moron, or who anybody who liked this movie clearly is an asshole. My response is, if you couldn't follow the easy storyline that was there, you're dumb.
Was it too easy?
No, I think that it had a pretty coherent... I've read one review. All right, spoiler alert, blah, blah, blah.
Want me to play that?
Yeah, play it.
Attention. The following information is considered spoiler material.
Okay.
So there's Sam can see like he's having some sort of like aneurysm, nervous breakdown like his grandfather did in the first movie. And he's seeing all these symbols and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And I read a review online where they're like, they never explained what the symbols in the movie mean. I mean, it was just some terrible plot device for the movie, but they never actually. The entire end of the movie is about him figuring out what the symbols mean. And how they're a map that lead him to something that then leads to the final epic battle in the movie. If you couldn't pick that up, then you just weren't paying attention.
So will we see Unicron in the third movie?
We might. We might. I don't know. There were some surprise. There were some surprises in this movie.
Yeah.
Jetfire made a surprise appearance. I didn't know he was going to be it prior to this.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, Jetfire was a Decepticon who then became an Autobot. He kind of revolted against Megatron.
Is that what happened in this movie as well?
Yes. Although he didn't go against Megatron in this movie, he went against a series of Decepticons prior to Megatron.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Were there a lot of bad, campy things in the movie?
Yes. Megan Fox.
There was a robot that humped Megan Fox's leg. Yes. I don't know why they did it. It was supposed to be the Decepticon wheelie, and it was stupid. Did
really?
Devastator have balls?
Leg?
Did Devastator have balls? Yes, he had balls. Was it a stupid joke merely for a physical laugh? Yes.
Did he rub them on Megan Fox?
No, he did not rub them on Megan Fox.
Okay.
Oh, for all of you out there who said, well, what was with that Decepticon that looked like a human? That never happened in the cartoon. Clearly, that was only made up for this movie. What is Michael Bay stupid? Does he not care about any of the Transformers history at all? All right. During Gen 1, at the end of Gen 1, beginning of Gen 2, there were these Decepticons called Pretenders. Pretenders were robots that looked like humans. They were Decepticons. Not a stretch at all.
Terminators?
Kind of. So there are a lot of criticisms, and I think it's only fair of us to point out that some of those criticisms may be hastily come to, much like the criticisms that people had for Watchmen that we were able to rebuff. Was
right.
it a great movie? No. It's a movie based on a toy line that Hasbro put out. You only can get what you
based
get.
Based on a cartoon series.
Based on a toy line that was based on a cartoon series.
Wasn't the cartoon series first?
Chicken. Nope. Figures came first. Then cartoon.
Oh.
Hasbro and Takara did the figures. Then the cartoon came. Then the animated movie. Then the Michael Bay movies. That all being said, it's a popcorn flick. It can be entertaining if you want it to be entertaining. If you go in expecting anything more than that, you're not going to like it. So don't bother or waste your money. I've said my piece.
There you go. And
we can take a break now.
With OG's piece firmly in his hand, we will take a break, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 154. I guess he got enough.
Hey, this is OG.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow. With all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Deeper than my grave, G. I'm ready to die and nobody can save me.
Hey, this is Mez, founder of Mezco Toys, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Not the best man behind the buttons for no reason.
That's right.
We are back.
We are indeed a Rooney.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 154. OG, what did we talk about on the episode we like to call I Guess He Got Enough?
We talked about a plethora of things, including the Watchmen Director's Cut, coming to you on DVD July 21st, special screening in select theaters on July 25th. We talked about Jason Lee and Michelle Trachtenberg joining A Couple of Dicks, directed by Kevin Smith. Superman, Batman, Public Enemies, coming out on DVD sometime in August. We also talked about Sam Jackson's not-so-much acting part in Iron Man 2. It's going to be a talkie for Sam Jackson. Also, Asteroids, the Hollywood can't come up with their own fucking idea movie coming to you sometime in 2011. Bill
Nighy
joining Harry Potter in the Deathly Hallows. Star Wars, the live-action series, whatever the fuck that's going to be, coming to us in 2010 in pre-production in Australia now.
In segment two, we talked about DVDs. Parker Lewis Can't Lose the Complete First Season. Also, something about Transformers Gen 1, Part 1 of Season 1 on DVD.
Right.
And also, didn't you mention a couple of things that were coming or something?
Yes, we have the Peanuts 1960s collection coming next week.
Right.
Eureka Season 3 coming next week.
There it is. Also, we talked about the brand new album from Spinal Tap, Back from the Dead.
Right.
And we talked about some comic books we'd like you to check out.
Absolutely.
Including USA Comics from Marvel, Strange Adventures from DC, Captain America Reborn from Marvel, Batman and Robin number 2 from DC, and the trade Caliber, the first canon of justice from Radical Books. It's a really good one. You should check it out. And from DC Direct, our friends over there, it's the Superman Batman Series 7 action figures based on the story The Search for Kryptonite. Four characters in the line, Superman, Batman, Aquaman, Livewire. The current series, I don't think these are numbered.
I think
here.
That is series 6.
Is that right?
Because okay. I think 7 is the other two we talked about.
Right, including, from Futurama. I should probably say what we were talking about. Two characters in the line, Clobberella and Amy Wong.
Right.
I like Amy Wong. Clobberella, I think, is not such a great maneuver, but, you know, what do I know? It's the Build-A-Figure, though, that you got to talk about, and slowly we get closer to the Robot Santa, which I think is an amazing, amazing figure.
I really just want the Robot Santa.
I know, but, you know, you're going to have to pay for that at some point.
Yeah, I know.
I think, like, money.
I know.
Finally, from NECA. It's the Extreme Headknocker Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th, the brandy new one. And that's all the stuff we talked about in segment two that had nothing to do with Transformers 2, the movie.
Right, and then I gave my opinions on Transformers 2. I am not going to repeat them now, but if you like the first movie, you should check out the second movie. And if you want a good laugh, I'm going to post a link on the site over to toplessrobot.com. It's a Transformers 2 fact that is very, very funny to read.
Okay.
I'll post a link over there.
Wish it was topless Megan Fox, but...
Well, we've seen those pictures already.
Yeah, but she got a little pasties.
Doesn't matter. She's still hot.
She's a bitch.
There's a couple other things we probably should mention.
Michael Jackson has indeed died.
Right.
That would be one of the things. You probably had some different ideas about what to mention.
Don't forget, you can check us out each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You can get every single episode, all the photo galleries. You can get the video segment. You can also get your official Big Kev's Geek Stuff t-shirt. Still available for sale over there. Hopefully sometime in the future, new t-shirts are coming.
Two.
You know, I've talked to him.
Oh, you did?
I made contact.
Which, Fabulous?
Yes, Fabulous.
What did he say?
I talked to the other one too, but yes, Fabulous.
The other one won't talk to me.
Oh.
I tried to talk to him online a couple times and he just doesn't answer.
All right. I've talked to him.
Well,
I'm just saying.
He likes you. He hates me, I guess.
Anyway, in addition to that, there still exists in the interwebs the Big Kev's Geek Stuff, Bring Big Kev's Geek Stuff Back to SiriusXM petition.
Yes.
We encourage all of you to sign that if you haven't already and to post it wherever you can and
yes.
encourage more people to sign it.
And please have your friends sign it and your family members and so on.
Your dog,
and so
your cat, your rabbit.
The information will not be released, not be sold, anything like that. It's completely secure. We just want your name on the petition.
One other thing. An exciting new venture for Big Kev's Geek Stuff. We are embarking upon a new adventure.
That's right. You know, we've talked about it for a long time.
A long time.
And here it comes. It's Big Kev Eats Stuff.
No. What? That's coming too, but that's not what we're announcing today.
I thought we were launching.
Do you have content for that? Because I have content for what I'm announcing.
All I'm saying is my understanding from the producer of Big Kev Eat Stuff is that it's almost ready to go. I thought maybe you knew something I didn't.
Something we've talked about for a very long time on this show.
Okay.
Is our friends within the geek community. And we have many.
We do.
And so, in conjunction with a bunch of them, we've launched our own network.
Really?
A network of shows and webcomics and blogs and everything else in the geek community to help keep you up to date.
Uh-huh.
So you can go over to geekerdome.com.
Geekerdome.
And over there you could check out Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Uh-huh.
The Hippo Juice Podcast.
With Marie.
Flick Podcast.
With what's his name?
Toy Break.
Filthy Ken.
Perfect.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're going too fast here. I can't name all of the characters.
I'm sorry.
Pervert Ken Pervert on Ken. Flick.
Right. Toy Break.
Toy Break has, what's his name, the Muppet.
Yes.
George from October Toys.
And Eileen from October Toys.
Uh-huh.
In addition to that, we have Peter and Bobby Timoney giving us an exclusive webcomic, Sir Roland.
Ah.
We have Jamie from In His Likeness giving us In His Likeness from the beginning.
Really?
So it's a great opportunity to catch up. You know, he's got like something like 3 years worth of strips on that
site. Wow.
We're going to be carrying a new In His Likeness every day, 5 days a week.
Wow.
So that you can catch up on that strip.
Terrific.
And we have a couple of other shows, blogs, and webcomics coming down the pipeline that we'll be announcing in the future.
That's terrific. And will that be the home of the brand new video version of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
No.
Oh, it won't
be? Oh, yes. The video version of our shows will be over at Geekerdome. However, The live from Studio V and all of our con coverage are going to be exclusive to BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Okay, but I meant the new live version.
Yes, the new live show will be over at Geekerdome.
It will be at Geekerdome.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And actually, I think I'm going to blow the dust off and bring back OGP. A little bit of OG bonus content for Geekerdome as well. It's my contribution.
Wow. And will there be the official Geekerdome t-shirt?
We're talking about it. We've got some compliments on the logo, and I have to give all the credit to Royce and Marie over at Hippo Juice for that. So,
that's because it was done without my input. That's why.
What, that people like it? Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe that's the answer.
Maybe that's why people like it. I'm just saying.
I am excited as all shit about geekerdome.com.
And I should say that.
Will
this
that
is
also
not
be
closed.
The... Oh, yes.
Meaning, if you have a show that you'd like to submit for consideration, you can.
Uh-huh.
You can send me that email.
What about Photoshop Mike?
What about Photoshop Mike?
He's got that zombie show.
I haven't contacted Photoshop Mike yet, but we're in the process.
Okay, I see. And what about Big Kev Eat Stuff? Will that be at Geekerdome?
If that gets off the ground, that could be over there. Ooh, and actually, I did speak to somebody else today, and Geekerdome may have a blog role going forward by Big Rat.
Is that right?
That's right.
Oh,
wow.
There may
be some Big Rat content over at Geeker Dome. Wow. We're working on it.
Big Rat will be coming back to the live show as soon as
he will be coming back to the live show.
As soon as we get it all together. We have to wait for Production Tim to get back from karate camp.
Right. Oh, and we actually can announce guests for next week, too.
Oh, we can?
Yeah. We have Peter and Bobby Timoney coming back next week to discuss their new web series, Minion Maze.
Minion Maze.
And we can probably talk
Maze.
To them a little bit about Geeker Dome also.
Terrific.
Good stuff happening on Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Yes.
Finally.
Yes. And is there any other announcements?
I think that's it for now. Oh, we are going to San Diego. That has been confirmed now.
Yes, it is.
We will be there a couple of days.
Preview night, Thursday and Friday. We will be in attendance at San Diego.
Right.
Our nights right now are pretty much open. So if you guys, anybody out there would like to get together with the entire crew, and by the entire crew I mean just me and OG, and not Triple B, because as is the custom, the producer of this show must remain a mysterious enigma figure, and that is continuing with Triple B. So if you would like to give a hang to me and OG in San Diego, you can drop us a line over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Or you could follow me on Twitter, GeekStuffOG at Twitter, or BKGeekStuff over at Twitter for the show. And, you know, we'll be posting while we're at San Diego.
We Twitter?
We do. Oh. Well, I Twitter a lot, but BKG Stuff Twitter sometimes too.
Okay.
Got it. There'll be more going forward, I assure you.
Got it. What about that kid? Who's that kid that likes our show?
There's a lot of people that like our show.
What's his name?
Agent Smith?
Yeah.
What about him?
Maybe he'd like to go to San Diego.
Maybe. You know, Agent Smith is still, I should give him credit. He is like number one contributor to our show on a weekly basis.
Is that right?
For the news. He's like our behind the scenes guy.
I say we give him a prize.
All right, we can do that.
Michael Jackson album.
Of his choice? One that Amazon hasn't sold out of yet?
Signed by Michael Jackson.
Obama action figure?
That might be the gift.
We'll find something.
That might be the gift. To give. Okay, with that, let's close this one out with, of course, as we end each show, with Best Buy Billy giving his final thoughts. Best Buy Billy, do you have any final words for Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 154, I Guess He Got Enough?
He's still dead.
And on that note, we cue the music. Thank you.
dead, Dave.